I'm Ashley Clare, and welcome to Science, Spirituality, and Everything in Between. Welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for watching my podcast. This is episode one, and I am so excited. So I thought that I would just take this first episode to tell you a little bit about my background, my story, why I'm here, and what I intend to do with this podcast. So my name's Ashley Clare Skywalker. I go by Ashley Clare. It's a double first name, double the fun. I struggled with mast cell activation for more than a decade, which is something that currently, if you Google it, it is incurable. There's no way to fix it. There's no way to make it any easier. And if you Google the lifespan, it's usually less than a year, because what it does is it makes your body overreact to a point where it's allergic to everything. And then those allergies can randomly change. So I genuinely was not able to go to restaurants. I wasn't able to go to stores. Like, I wasn't able to go to friends' houses. I wasn't able to ride in people's cars. I couldn't go in an Uber. I couldn't have conversations with people, because if they had just eaten lunch and they were in front of me and I was allergic to what they had eaten, which I was extremely anaphylactic to onions and garlic, which are in almost everything, if they had just eaten that and they were speaking to me, it could cause me to go into anaphylaxis, and I would be miserably hanging on for dear life for like 3 or 4 hours. I ended up moving to the middle of the woods, getting away from everyone and everything I could be allergic to. I was allergic to spring onions, which are like in the grass. I was allergic to a lot of types of grass. So when people mowed their lawns, I did have to stay indoors during those days. And if my neighbors had fires, I literally had to stay indoors during those days. But it was such better odds for my survival, because I used to live in the suburbs previously, where if I walked outside and my neighbors were cooking Indian food, it would smell all down the streets, and I would be actually holding my breath and running for my life to get into my car and then driving off as fast as I could to get fresh air so that I could breathe, so that I didn't have anaphylaxis. So yeah, I couldn't even check my mail safely. But having mast cell activation caused me to go on this incredible journey that I wouldn't have gone on otherwise, where I deep dived into quantum physics, epigenetics, and all different types of sciences, trying to find some kind of answer, some kind of way that I could be better and I could cure myself. Because I have kids, and I have things to do in life. I didn't want to just die. And I actually ended up being able to piece together with epigenetics, with quantum physics, and then eventually with energy healing and spirituality, which I never saw coming, because I've always been a very, very analytical person. That's the only way I was able to even get into the world of energy healings and spirituality and channeling and any of that even being real. It was completely because of the amount of science that I had to study to be able to get there. Because my mind is so analytical, there's no way I could have dove into that myself. I was raised extremely Christian. So Christian. And I'd gotten out of it, and I was atheist for a long, long time. I wouldn't ever just go into spirituality. It completely came from science, and then it came from actual experiences that I had during meditations where I was like, oh my God, like, there is a connecting force here. We're not just here for no reason and then just die and nothing happens. Like, it was just absolutely, it was an experience that I had over the course of multiple years. But I did end up fixing mast cell activation. I am able to go places now and breathe, which is actually insane. My oldest son had allergies to dairy and egg and mangoes and strawberries, and those are now gone as well, because I've started finding ways to get rid of allergies, and those were just normal allergies, and I was able to get rid of those. So basically, I have been on this giant journey of healing in which I took whole different routes than I ever imagined my life going ever, because I was extremely materialistic. I was born in the city. I was extremely analytical mind always. I'm still pretty analytical mind, but now I've just had experiences where I see that things are possible that I would not have ever considered before. So even the things that I talk about on this podcast, I will only really talk about them if I've experienced them myself. Otherwise, I'll be very skeptical of it. I may have guests on that have things that I haven't tried before. And my intention is to only bring on guests that I truly trust their background of where they're coming from in order for them to be on here. I myself, at the point that I'm at now, I try basically everything that I hear, like remote viewing, manifestation, channeling. I mean, I've healed myself. I've started healing others with things that I've taught myself. It's literally, there's so much. But I have to try it before I believe it. And I also invite you, while listening to this, to absolutely try anything that piques your interest. Give it a try yourself, because there's such a difference when you grasp a concept versus living the experience. And all of the experiences that I have, like channeling, manifestation, all the magic of the universe and just the crazy magic that can absolutely happen, I invite you to take it in, hear what I'm talking about on this podcast, hear what the guests that I'm bringing in are saying, and give it a try yourself. What I've been learning over years is that we're almost limitless, if not limitless. And the only limits that we actually have, we tend to put on ourselves, whether we know it or not, subconsciously or consciously. We'll also be diving into science, which if you found me from Fun Facts from an Ice Bath on TikTok or somewhere else, you know I love science. And I'm also so excited because there's so much science that bridges ancient healing techniques and ancient healing modalities and spirituality, and it bridges it together with, I guess, reality through science. And I'm so excited to bring that to this podcast as well. I'm also going to be speaking about different types of science and different ways that you can, people say, biohack your body, things that are so helpful that can change your entire life, that are completely science-backed, proven, and awesome. So I'm super excited to just share with you knowledge and experiences and get people on here to spread even further knowledge and experiences. And I'm so excited, and I'm so glad that you're here, and we are going to have so much fun together. So thank you so much for listening, and I'm so excited. Thanks! Thank you so much for watching Science, Spirituality, and Everything in Between. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed making it.